Hello, my name is Chantel. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Well, what I want to do is I'm just stayed in for like a year, and I want to get the Johnson & Johnson only. Do you think any of the health departments will eventually give those out in Alabama?
I'm sorry, we wouldn't know that information. We're just providing testing sites. Have you contacted your local health department about that?
Yeah, and she's the one that gave me this number. She said it's a state number, and they probably know, you know, just generally when the health departments might get the Johnson & Johnson, if they ever would, you know.
Okay, let me ask someone because I'm not sure. Let's see.
Okay,
it's called the Johnson & Johnson vaccine?
Yeah, that's the only one I do want.
And you
want
to know when it's
right. Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, do you think the health department will ever give it, you know, itself, and with sort of when that would be? I know y'all don't know exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can ask someone to see if they know. So, let's see. Just a
okay,
moment.
Honey. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. One moment here. Okay, ma'am, I'm still reaching out for assistance now. It'll be just a moment.
Oh, sure, sure.
Okay. All right, one moment. Okay, hello, ma'am.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, thank you for patiently holding. Okay, so specifically, we don't know when they will provide the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, but they were stating on, as far as the, due to Governor Ivey in the Alabama Department of Public Health, they announced that on March 22nd, they will extend eligibility for COVID-19 vaccinations to include people age 55 and older, people with intellectual and development disabilities in the population defined as allocation phase 1C in the Alabama vaccine allocation plan. Uh-huh. So that's all the information that we have, but we're not sure when the Johnson & Johnson will be available.
Okay. Well, I'll keep watching and listening. And thank you, honey, for trying to check all that out for me. Have a good
weekend. Yes, ma'am. Oh, my pleasure. I hope we've been able to help. And I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks.